Watch, Faraz shows DC boarding up in fear of Antifa, BLM riots if Trump wins. By Jack Montgomery on November 3, 2020. Brexit campaigner and Trump ally Nigel Farage toured Washington, D.C. showing businesses boarding up in fear of real violence if the president is re-elected. You might think, looking behind me, that everything's normal in Washington, D.C. It isn't, Farage told viewers, sporting a poppy for the upcoming Remembrance commemorations in his native country as he walked the streets of the American Capitol. The place is being boarded up. And this is right throughout the city. And this is in anticipation of real violence following the result, or even an inclusive result, of the election, he said. The British political leader showed some protesters already beginning to assemble in the early morning. I wouldn't have dared show my face down here later in the day. I can tell you and said, let's just be straight about this, why are they boarding up DC? What are they scared of? Are they scared of Trump supporters? No, what they fear is that Trump wins, and we get large-scale violence, looting, and rioting, he said. If the Black Lives Matter movement was genuinely about racial equality, I don't think anybody would have a problem with it, none whatsoever, he said. Let's just think back to the civil rights movement, to Martin Luther King, the most incredible orator, with a very, very powerful message, and what did he say? He said, I want my children to be judged not by the color of their skin but by the content of their character. And yet, what Black Lives Matter are campaigning for is for us all to be divided up and treated differently. And my fear is what this campaign actually does. Rather than bringing people together, it actually turns them against each other. The Brexit Party leader, who is in the process of relaunching his party as Reform UK, noted the irony of the fact that a series of big corporate businesses boarded up in DC gave money to the Black Lives Matter movement, and yet they're now having to close down. Effectively, for a few days over the election, because they fear rioting and protest. More broadly, he added that in a democracy, you have a strong debate, one side wins, one side loses, and provided it's all been fair and above board. You accept the result, but that what we now have got with the new radical left is a belief that they and their views are morally superior to those on the conservative right, and they are quite prepared, if they get a result they don't like, to try and overturn it with violence. I just feel that we need to start teaching our young people, whether you like this opinion, or you like the other opinion. Actually, in a democracy, they're both valid points of view, he said. I fear we're teaching people that one side's good and one side's evil. And that's leading to much of this protest that we see. Let's hope and pray there isn't violence in DC on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, but I think that you can see from a city that is completely boarding up that something bad may well happen. He lamented. Pointing out protest slogans calling to defund the police, Farage reiterated that Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization that wants to overthrow capitalism. Defund the police force, in the UK they're even setting up as a political party. So let's not be conned, there's a big difference, as I say, between campaigning for equality and justice and this organization. Many people wanted to support BLM, believing that it would do good. Actually, it's doing huge harm. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.